Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please, so I can access your account?
43416.
43416, thank you. Give me a moment.
May not be able to look me up by phone number. I'm calling to question two charges on my account that were from you.
I understand. What is your first and last name?
Kelly Shire.
Kelly Shire.
What type of business is this?
I'm a customer service agent at a call center. We have more than 300 companies. One more than 300 lines.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you just
the
I'm
last
a part
customer
of what you
service agent at a call center where we have more than 300 companies with more than 300 lines.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, I have a charge on, I have two charges on my credit card that I don't know what they are.
Repeat your first and last name for me, please, ma'am.
Kelly Shire.
Kelly Shire.
And I have the transaction numbers or trace numbers that are on my credit card, if that helps. They were purchases made on October 29th and October 25th.
Could the account be under a different name?
It could be. I don't know. That's why I'm calling to question what this charge is for.
Okay. Does somebody else in your household use your card, or is it only you, ma'am?
The only person that should be using it is me.
Okay. My last option to try to pull up an account for you will be using your card information. And I'll need the first six and last four numbers of the card. The reason why I'm asking for that information is because I'm not pulling an account for you with your first and last name or your zip code.
Okay, can you look up my son's first and last name?
What's your son's first and last name?
First name is Connor, C-O-N-N-E-R. Last name Shire, S-H-I-R-E-R.
No, ma'am.
And did you look up my name with K-E-L-L-Y-S-H-I-R-E-R?
When you provide me with your zip code, when you provide me with your zip code, it pulls up everybody with that zip code. And I look through the list. There's no name under you. And I try with the number that you're calling in from, too. Is this the only mobile, is this your mobile number or a landline?
Yes. Mobile.
Okay, so this is the only number that you have?
Yes.
Let me see. Yes, so my last option will be trying to pull it up with your card information, ma'am. And
I'm
that'll be with the...
Okay. So
advice...
why can't you pull it up by a trace number?
A transaction number?
Yes.
I can't.
No,
we can't do that. A what?
It's called a trace number on my credit card.
Yes, there's a transaction number on your statement.
It's for 6732 on October 29th.
Your financial institution, ma'am, will have to give us a call and confirm that we're billing you.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you.
I apologize, and thank you for calling customer care.